Welcome to the ninth lesson in the Easy Hands and Arms Feldenkrais Method Awareness Through Movement CD series. Please find that quiet place on the floor, preferably carpeted, but you can have a blanket to lie on and have a towel that you can fold and put behind your head. And do come to lie on the floor now on your back and fold the towel in such a way as that your neck can be very comfortable. Now, have your feet standing on the floor and bring your arms out to shoulder height so you make a kind of a T shape, so your arms are at right angles to your body. And have the elbows straight and look in now and see, are your upper arms, are your arms really coming out at right angles at 90 degrees from your body so that you're making a T shape with your torso and your arms and your head. Now bend at the elbows so that you orient your hands exactly toward the ceiling, so your forearms are vertical. Bending at the elbows, having the forearms vertical and the hands oriented toward the ceiling, and then have your hands not drooping down or not extended strongly backwards, but just have them so the fingers can be softly curled a little bit. So you're doing a minimum amount of work in your fingers, but the hand itself is really standing above the wrist. And then you could look again and see, are your forearms vertical? Are you bent at right angles at the elbow? Are your hands oriented toward the ceiling? And now bring the backs of your hands, both hands, toward the floor simultaneously. So, and you're not bending in the wrist, but you're moving the whole arm. Good. And then bring your arms back up to the vertical. And you don't have to get the backs of your hands to the floor. Just start a movement of moving the backs of your hands toward the floor. And if the wrists aren't bending, then you have to do something with lowering your forearms toward the floor. And that means some turning or rotation in your upper arms. And keep doing this movement a number of times. The backs of your hands go toward the floor, and then you just bring them up to the vertical again. You just stand them up again above the elbows. You could imagine that you had a broom handle or a piece of dowel in your hands, and that your hands were coming back toward the floor in such a way as that they could stay parallel to each other as they come back. And from time to time, open your eyes and look at your hands and notice and see, are your hands really coming toward the floor parallel to one another? Are they staying at right angles at the elbows, or are your hands tending to drift outward a little bit? Are your forearms tending to drift outward a little bit or inward a little bit toward your head? So imagine having this dowel between your hands so that the backs of the hands come toward the floor. And you might notice one hand tends to want to go faster, one arm tends to want to go faster. See if you can sense that. Would one hand get there first? And see again with this image of holding a broom handle or a dowel between your two hands, could they come back at the same speed? Going slowly, not using force, don't do anything that hurts or is uncomfortable. Remember to breathe as you go.